Mr. Dorch, an 18-year-old gentleman charged with felony murder, District Court of Douglas County. The matter did proceed to a bench trial in front of Judge Marlon Polk. Conclusion of the evidence, the court found Mr. Dorch was in fact guilty of the felony murder and use of a weapon, and proceeded to sentence him according to the statute to a life term plus a consecutive term for use of a weapon conviction. The issue really before this court here is the sufficiency of the evidence adduced at trial, and the facts are outlined by both myself and the government. On September 17th of 2014, young Mr. Dorch entered a local business, JR's Jewelry and Gifts, brandished a firearm, and demanded that some of the merchandise be placed in a bag. The evidence indicated that none of the employees, including Mr. Minshaw, the victim in this case, responded. Mr. Dorch did testify and stated at that point he had really abandoned his efforts to commit this robbery and intended to leave. About the same time, Mr. Dorch, the evidence was clear, Mr. Minshaw went to a back counter area and retrieved a firearm. Mr. Dorch said, "I was scared, and I fired three shots as I was leaving." One of those shots penetrated the side and killed Mr. Minshaw. I struggled with this case from the day I got it, and I struggle here today because there was not a lot to do for this young man.
Right. What is your theory of defense?
Well, my theory is simply Mr. Dorch wanted an appeal, so I had a duty to file his appeal, and the only real issues based on the record was the sufficiency of the evidence. To be honest, as I always am, you know, in the federal system, I have what's called an Anders brief. I'm required to file a brief, and we present it, and those briefs we state there's no non-frivolous issues for appeal, and it just goes before the appellate court for a decision. We don't have that same rule of law, and Mr. Dorch is certainly entitled to his appeal. And so to answer your question, Your Honor, we're simply asking this court to review the record for the sufficiency of the evidence. We're well aware it's a clearly erroneous standard, well aware that the evidence is to be viewed and construed in the light most favorable to the state.
You really have an uphill fight here, don't you?
I have an extremely uphill fight here. As I said, I struggled from the beginning of this case. I got it. I always like to do the best I can to help all citizens accused, but my hands are really tied in this case just based on the facts as they came to me. And as I said, for the issues here, for all the justices, it's a simple, it's a review of this court, what happened in the district court, and make your own determination whether or not Judge Polk has sufficient evidence to support the verdict in this case. And there's not a lot of argument for me to make there. It's just simply presenting it to this high court for your review, and that's really it. I guess there's probably not a lot of questions, given the limited record and facts here, and there are none. I'll just reserve whatever time is necessary for rebuttal and have the state make their presentation as well.
Thank you very much. Were you appointed in this matter, Mr. Shapiro?
I was at the trial level and here as well, sir.
Thank you for your service.
Of course, always.
Ms. Vincent, good morning to you.
May it please the court, my name is Melissa Vincent. I'm an assistant attorney general, and I represent the appellee, the state of Nebraska. Sole issue on appeal is whether the evidence was sufficient to support Dorch's convictions. We submit that it was. The evidence adduced at trial, which included Dorch's own testimony, showed that Dorch took a loaded gun into JR's Jewelry and Gifts with the intent to commit a robbery and shot and killed James Mitchell Sr. while attempting to complete that robbery. This is a textbook case of felony murder. The evidence was clearly sufficient to support his convictions, so unless the court has any questions.
Is it of any legal significance on appeal that the defendant testified somewhat to the effect that partway through this incident he had a change of heart?
No. Abandonment is not a defense to a criminal attempt. That's per State v. Schmidt, 213, Nebraska.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions, we would ask that you affirm the judgment of the district court.
Thank you very much. Mr. Shapiro, you have rebuttal time if you wish.
I will not use that time, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. We will go on to the next case of the day, then, which is Interiano Lopez versus Tyson Fresh Meats, Inc. Good morning to you, sir. You are...
Harry Hoke.